Proverbs 16:21 says, "The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning." The commentaries agree that the second half of this proverb is telling us that the prudent man or woman not only learns and practices wisdom, but will speak wise things, which is the sweetness of the lips. Now, some of those commentaries insist that the reference to the sweetness of the lips refers to eloquence. But I don't agree. I mean, the Bible does speak of the necessity of pastors and elders or deacons being apt to teach in 1 Timothy 3:2 and 2 Timothy 2:24. But that doesn't translate specifically into eloquence. Paul described himself in 2 Corinthians 11:6 saying, "But though I be rude in speech," and in the previous chapter, 2 Corinthians 10:10, Paul quotes others describing his speech contemptible. So, I believe the sweetness of the lips is in reference to the truth being spoken, not necessarily that the person speaking has some special gift of eloquence. Regardless of how you hash that phrase, the sweetness of the lips out, though, the rest of the proverb is an amazing truth that I've experienced many times during the more than 30 years of teaching ministry of my life thus far. And that is that as I teach, I learn. Sometimes, even as I'm speaking, the Lord will give me understanding of something that I had not understood prior to that moment. I'm sure if we played back the hundreds of hours of video recordings of my teaching that are available on our website, you'll find me saying this from time to time as I'm teaching. I'll say, "You know, I just realized something." But there are times when I just realize it and add it to my remarks without pointing out that it was something that just then occurred to me. Not because I don't want anyone to know that it just occurred to me, but because it happens so often, it gets a bit redundant to always be pointing out that it just occurred to me. But then, because we have a pretty open and informal setting when I teach, I welcome comments and questions, but ask that folks raise their hands so I can call on them in an orderly fashion. Many times, those questions or comments that are made upon raising their hand help me to learn something that I hadn't thought of even as I am teaching the Word of God. I can think of two instances right offhand when I was teaching and someone made a comment that I said was actually incorrect. And I corrected them. But then upon further study and research, I had to go back and inform that person and everyone else who was involved in that study that I was, in fact, mistaken, and that the comment made by that person was actually correct. It's something to always remember. Your Bible teacher, your pastor, he's human, he's fallible. It's something that we as teachers and pastors, we have to never lose sight of the fact we're fallible. It's not about us. It's about the book. So we have to be teachable and even correctable at times. So in a number of ways, even as I'm teaching the wisdom and truth of God's Word, I in turn increase my learning. Now some may say, I just think it's that phrase means that the wise and prudent are able to teach other by the sweetness of their lips. And if that's how you want to approach that proverb, that's fine. But the proverb simply says, "And the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning." It doesn't specify that it increases the learning of those listening or of the hearers only. So I'm not going to add that limitation since it's not there. And since I have just given a personal word of testimony about how I have experienced this from learning as I'm teaching, then I'll leave it open and allow that interpretation. It's just something I believe is true. And so, as we close this discussion on this proverb, "The sweetness of the lips increaseth learning." Don't forget the first part of the proverb that tells us that the wise in heart shall be called prudent. It's from the wisdom of the Word of God that all this increased learning originates.